You ready? Okay. Even though I can't do it.
I can't do it.
I'm a sponge for negativity. I can be fun too. I'm a sponge for whatever is going on around me. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. A sponge. I can feel so sad. I can be serious. I can get mad. I can laugh. I respond. And that's a good thing. And I wonder if I could respond in a way that didn't leave me exhausted, depleted, frustrated, depressed. All the ways my energy doesn't seem to be mine. It just doesn't seem to be mine. I wake up with myself, but by the end of the day, I've had many experiences, many thoughts, many emotions, and not all of them are really mine, are really necessary for my day. Wouldn't it be nice if the Celtic weave actually worked? And I could be a source of peace, of compassion, of steadfastness, while everyone else is having their real life experience. When it isn't my turn to be heartbroken, when it isn't my turn to be grief-stricken, when it is not my turn to be filled with fear, I want to show up as a force of comfort, of safety. I want to know who I really am, so that no matter what I hear, what I see, what I imagine, I can remain fully in charge of me. I want to be the one that comforts when it isn't my turn, to be the one that needs the comfort. I want to be the one that can listen with no judgment. I want to be the safe one that anyone can come to and never feel rejected, judged, embarrassed, let down. That's who I want to be. Mostly because that's what I want from other people. I want to be the friend, the parent, the sibling, the cousin, the child that I'm safe with, so that others can be safe with me. Oh, I've been a weirdo. I've been a drama queen. I've been wounded. I've been stuck in fear. I've been stuck in grief. I've been stuck in jealousy. I've been stuck in resentment. I've been stuck in doubt. I know what it's like. There is nothing someone can feel that I haven't experienced at some time in my life. I've even had a temper tantrum, even if it's only in my mind. I know some big cuss words, even if I won't say them out loud. Oh, I've been judgmental. Oh, I've been holier than thou. And I have been sure I was right. And then I was right again when I changed my mind. I know all of it. I've been heartbroken. I have known loss so big I couldn't even breathe comfortably. I've known it all. And when it is not my turn, I want to be a force of peace.
Peace.
I want to be a safe ground.
I want to hear other people's craziness.
Whether I believe it or not,
I want to honor it,
respect it,
allow it.
And let them feel,
safe.
But I don't want
to witness,
to support,
to enable
their being stuck in it.
I ask,
I request,
it is my prayer
that I can
lovingly
support others.
In knowing
their truth.
I want to see their truth.
When they're wounded,
I want to see their strength.
When they're complaining,
I want to see
their magnificence.
When they're afraid,
I want to see
that this too will pass.
I want to be
the comfort,
the support,
the acceptance,
the passion
that we're all seeking.
I want to allow
everyone
the right
to their own growth,
their own sad story,
their own difficult tale.
I want to be
presence
that uplifts
and that invites
a better experience
for us all.
I want to be the invitation
that it can be better,
that it can feel better,
that it will feel better.
I want to be
the living invitation
by my example
of managing
my very own
emotions,
thoughts,
energies,
anywhere I am,
anytime I'm with anyone else.
And I probably won't be good at it
all the time.
I want to be proud of myself,
pleased with myself,
happy with myself,
each time
I can do it
for a little bit longer.
And wouldn't it be nice
if the one I'm really supporting,
the one I'm really comforting,
the one I'm really allowing
to be,
to know compassion,
is simply
me.
Okay, big breath.